Thank you for joining us for this repertoire podcast. And now your host, Scott Adams.
Hi, everyone. Scott Adams here with Repertoire Magazine. I have John Pryor, who is the Senior Marketing Manager for Hillrom Baxter, Welch Allyn on their vision screening products. And John is going to talk today. We got into some content today around retinopathy, diabetic retinopathy. It affects over 24,000 Americans a year by causing blindness with them if they have diabetes. Almost 95% of them are treatable if found early. This test is so important for patients with diabetes. I hope you listen to the whole podcast. You get a bunch out of it. I would tell you, get in touch with your Welch Allyn reps, your Hillrom Baxter reps, and talk with them about setting up targets to get this product in. It has a great reimbursement. It pays for itself quickly, but more importantly, think about saving someone's vision as you go out selling products on a regular basis. What a cool thing to get to do. So here we go with John Pryor from Hillrom Baxter. John, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. We have our repertoire listeners, which obviously is the distribution community. As we start this podcast off, you know, I for my own benefit, but also for the listeners, you know, what is diabetic retinopathy?
Yeah, well, first of all, Scott, thank you for having me today. Diabetic retinopathy, or DR, is a complication of diabetes that affects the eyes. So as most of us know, diabetes is a disease that's characterized by too much sugar in the blood. And that can cause damage to blood vessels really throughout the body over time. But with DR, or diabetic retinopathy, that occurs when tiny blood vessels in the retina get weak, and they start to leak blood and other fluids into the vitreous of the eye. And the problem is that causes the retinal tissue to swell, and that results in cloudy or blurred vision or even spots in your vision, and can eventually lead to full blindness. So what's really both challenging and scary for patients with diabetes is that diabetic retinopathy really has no early warning signs, and symptoms such as blurred vision, spots in your vision, that doesn't really occur, unfortunately, until diabetic retinopathy is at an advanced state.
John, I'm so glad you called it DR, because it helps me with the interview, the rest of the interview, to be able to just call it that. Talk a little bit about how big of a problem DR is in the U.S.
Yeah, diabetes itself is a global epidemic. So today, there are approximately 34.2 million Americans and 463 million people worldwide living with diabetes. But for the U.S., diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of blindness among adults, working age adults, anywhere from 20 to 74 years of age. And scary statistic that up to 80% of patients living with diabetes will eventually develop some stage of diabetic retinopathy. If you look at the numbers, you know, tragically, diabetic retinopathy causes up to 24,000 new cases of blindness in the U.S. each year. That's a big number. So, you know, patients living with diabetes should be examined for complications on an annual basis. But the problem is only about 20 to 50% of patients comply with that recommendation. So it's a big problem, very serious problem. But there is a silver lining in all of it. And that is that vision loss from diabetic retinopathy is 95% preventable with early diagnosis and treatment, which is why solutions like the Retina Me Care delivery model are so important.
Yeah, as you talk about solutions, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, what has to change, you know, in the current standard of care to reduce the impact of DR in patients living with diabetes.
Yeah, so the current standard of care, which has really been around for decades, is to ask patients living with diabetes to get a DR exam where their healthcare is delivered. And in this case, under the current standard of care, that would be an eye specialist or an ophthalmologist. So given that DR is still the leading cause of blindness for working age adults, the current care delivery model is clearly inadequate, right? So really, a paradigm shift was necessary to find ways to increase access to annual retinal exams and decrease the number of people suffering from vision loss and blindness due to undiagnosed diabetic retinopathy. So know, with the Welsh Allyn Retina View Care Delivery Model, our goal is to increase access to convenient diabetic retinal exams, really wherever patients choose to obtain their healthcare, so that we can help providers eradicate diabetic retinopathy as the leading cause of blindness. And when I talk about increasing access to convenient diabetic retinal exams wherever patients choose to obtain their healthcare, we're really talking about that, you know, really the flexibility of the solution, right? So originally, the solution was designed really from the ground up to be for primary care settings. But as the world evolves and the world of healthcare really evolves, you know, you can think about the RetinaView care delivery model fitting into all kinds of different primary care settings, whether that be in the primary care office, or it could be in mobile applications in patients' homes, could be in the retail setting, several other settings. It works at any point of care.
John, tell us a little bit about the RetinaView care delivery model. You know, I remember seeing Tony on the trade show floor with this years ago, you know, coming up to me and wanting to look in my eyes with the RetinaView product when it first came out. But you keep referencing kind of a care delivery model. You know, how is that solution, you know, helping to change the current state of care today versus kind of maybe where it was back when you guys first came out with it?
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I didn't know Tony Malero personally, but I've heard he's a legend. So
he's a beauty.
It's funny that you bring him up. But so the RetinaView care delivery model, it's really a turnkey solution, and that's important, right? You really need a full solution to deliver diabetic retinal exams effectively and efficiently. So with the RetinaView care delivery model, it consists of three necessary components. And when you saw the RetinaView care delivery model, it was with the RetinaView 100 imager. And we've come a long way since then. And I think a lot of distributor reps on the call have had some experience with the RetinaView 100 imager. Was not the easiest camera to use. You know, at the time when it was released, it was pretty advanced back in 2016. But we've come so far ahead with the RetinaView 700 imager. It's very simple to use, very, very easy to use, and it's affordable. It's really the most advanced handheld retinal camera on the market today. So that's the first component, is simple and affordable hardware like the RetinaView 700 imager. The second component of a turnkey model like the RetinaView care delivery model is our RetinaView network software. And our software features, it's an award-winning HIPAA compliant software with end-to-end encryption of patient data, and it's hosted on the very secure Microsoft Azure cloud. So that's number two. And then the third component being our professional medical services, or what we call RetinaView PC. So when a primary care provider purchases the RetinaView care delivery model, we provide the services necessary for retinal image interpretation by a team of state licensed and board certified ophthalmologists and retinal specialists that cover every state in the union. So those are really the three components of a turnkey model: hardware, software, and professional medical services. But for the second part of your question about how it's helping to change the current standard of care, the key is really about increasing access to diabetic retinal exams in primary healthcare and even mobile healthcare settings. That's what the RetinaView care delivery model was designed for, really from the ground up. So in increasing that access to this exam for more patients living with diabetes, these patients can be checked on an annual exam in a very convenient setting and referred to specialists for timely and potentially vision-saving treatment. And that's also the key, right, is early diagnosis and treatment to ensure that these patients are able to be seen before and treated before diabetic retinopathy becomes a problem.
Yeah, John, as you know, this is obviously a repertoire podcast. So my audience for this is distribution sales reps across the United States. And as we start to talk about these different components, do customers, meaning end users, do they purchase each of these components through their distributor?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The camera itself is purchased through distribution, the Retina View 700 imager. However, the software and the medical services are purchased directly from Hillrom via a monthly software subscription and per exam read fees.
John, a lot of times when reps are out talking about this with providers, you know, one of the main questions that always comes up is this exam, you know, procedure, is it reimbursable? Can you talk a little bit about how primary care organizations can achieve their return on investment for this model, this RetinaView model?
Yeah, that's an important question. You know, and the answer is yes. It, you know, reimbursement has really evolved over the last couple of years in a very positive way. So most commercial healthcare plans at this point provide coverage for the diabetic retinal exam in primary care settings. You know, across the nation, on average, you're looking at about, you know, $60 per exam. Could be a little more, a little less, depending on where you are in the country. But another recent evolution is that Medicare now covers with CPT code 92228 as of January 1st of 2021. That was great news to hear that Medicare was going to cover. On average, they'll cover around $31 per exam for Medicare patients, which was great news, because prior to that, it was basically zero for that exam through Medicare. So great innovation there. Also, NCQA HEDIS quality measures for the annual diabetic retinal exam. That's number NQF-0055. That's also included in Medicare Advantage star ratings, as well as CMS quality payment program measures. So intercepting patients during a routine primary care visit helps providers achieve up to 90% documented compliance in 12 months. So that's important, right? Because that potentially qualifies them for some pretty great financial incentives under those two programs.
Folks, John just mentioned the word HEDIS, and some of you may not even be familiar with that. If you're not, I highly encourage you go to repertoiremag.com and in the search, hit keyword HEDIS in there. We have a handful of articles that we've written over the last several years. Kind of came into play with Obamacare and as payment reform went into play. So as you're learning this, are going through this and wanting to sell this product, it might be worth your time to spend 15, 20 minutes and read up on HEDIS. You know, in saying that, John, it seems like there's a lot to learn around RetinaView care delivery model for distribution reps.
Yeah, you know, that's fair, Scott. It can seem intimidating, but really a key takeaway from this podcast that we want to get across is that reps, we don't want our distributor reps to feel that they have to be experts in teleretinal programs to effectively sell the RetinaView care delivery model. You know, there is truly a growing demand for these solutions, solutions like the RetinaView care delivery model. And you mentioned it earlier about HEDIS and value-based care programs. You know, it's you know, not only is the RetinaView care delivery model most importantly helping to improve patient outcomes, but it's helping our customers and large primary care organizations achieve some financial performance measures that they haven't been able to achieve in the past. So there's really a growing demand for solutions like RetinaView that can help primary care organizations improve both clinical and financial outcomes. So, you know, we really encourage our distributor reps to use tools like this podcast and other marketing tools offered by Hillrom Baxter to learn how to talk about the benefits of the RetinaView care delivery model with their customers at a fairly high level. Right. You know, a key here is developing good relationships with your regional Hillrom Baxter sales counterparts. That's really, really important. You know, we're all here to help reps navigate the complexities of that sale and to help you win.
You know, it's interesting. I just recently wrote my February publisher letter for Repertoire, and I wrote it around act like you're new. And what I meant in that is, what if we all went back to acting like it was our first year in the industry and started doing ride days again and working with, like you just said, your Hillrom Baxter counterparts? to go out and make sales calls around products like this that do give better clinical outcomes, better financial outcomes for your practices. You know, as we start to close this, and I know I've had you on the podcast for a while here. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but can you talk a little bit about targets for the distribution reps that they can start to line up and then to pull in their Hillrom Baxter rep?
Yeah, you know, if in terms of targets, when you think about the right targets for the retina care delivery model, you know, our customers are generally organizations who deliver primary care services to large populations of patients, I should say, living with diabetes, large and small, really, that have a need to increase access to the diabetic retinal exam in order to improve patient outcomes and to meet their quality metrics. That's really the type of customer we're looking for. And it can range, like I said, it can range from large integrated delivery networks to smaller general or internal medicine groups. You know, we're seeing a big growing trend in mobile healthcare providers using our solution to help payers and large primary care organizations to increase access for patients who are homebound or receive their care in non-traditional primary settings. Could be nursing homes, could be at their own home, could even be in a retail clinic setting. So one important, very important customer segment that we'd be remiss not to talk about is federally qualified health centers. You know, community health represents the first line of defense against a lot of the health issues that patients face today. And improving chronic care management is a huge initiative for them and very much top of mind. So solutions like RetinaView really help health centers effectively manage chronic conditions and identify those risk factors like diabetic retinopathy early. And that helps them to achieve better outcomes at lower costs, right? It's exactly what they need to do. Our value proposition is right up the alley for federally qualified health centers. So, at the same time, they need to improve patient experience. And that's an important metric for them as well. So as well as their clinicians' experience, you know, it's been a tough couple of years for clinicians. And, having a solution like RetinaView that can help them improve patient outcomes, can help them improve their quality metrics at lower costs while not overburdening their clinicians at the same time. It's really valuable to organizations like a community health center.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time and write about it all the time where we're talking about bringing value to your customer. And as I listen to this podcast with you, John, and some of the stats that you threw out, you know, 24,000 people a year will suffer from blindness due to something that is 95% curable, is unbelievable number to me. And not only with a product like RetinaView, are you bringing value to your clinicians and your customers, but think about the ability to save someone's sight. Some podcasts to me are better than others. And listening to a product like this is just, it's incredible. I know one takeaway for me in this, I have a really good friend. He actually is a former PSS rep. He now works for Terumo. He's 50 years old. He's got diabetes. And the next time I see him, actually, I'm not even going to wait. I'm going to text him and make sure that he's getting his eyes checked on a regular basis. Because to your point, I think you said 50, 60% are compliant with it and the rest are not. And maybe they don't even know about it.
Less than that. Yeah, like 20 to 50%.
Yeah. So as we start to wrap up here, what's the one thing that you'd like, you know, the audience to remember from this conversation today?
Yeah. Well, I love the story about you going to your friend, Scott, and reminding him to get his eyes examined. You know, I'll throw another quick one at you if I could. We have a really good friend of ours, of the vision screening and diagnostics team at Hillrom Baxter. We've been working with her for a long time. She's a real advocate for what we do. Her name is Monica Johnson, and we have a video about her on our YouTube channel and on our website and some stories about her. She's just a terrific person. And she developed diabetes, I should say, when she was younger, probably around 11 or 12 years old. And as she got older, she didn't manage her health the way she should. She admits that. And when she was in her 20s, she started to notice some blurred vision, spots in her vision, and some problems with her vision. She went to get it checked out, and you know, it was at a pretty advanced state, like we talked about earlier. And one day they did everything they could for her. And one day Monica woke up and the lights were off. You know, she had gone fully blind, totally dark. And so, you know, Monica's doing great things today. She's a huge advocate for patients going, diabetic patients going, getting their eyes examined, works with us all the time. She's just a terrific person, but it's a cautionary tale, right? I mean, like you said, that this happens 24,000 times a year to patients. And then if you think about, you know, people who develop vision impairments and really debilitating vision impairments, not full blindness, but it's orders of magnitude more every year. So it's a really serious situation. And, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, vision loss from diabetic retinopathy is 95% preventable with early diagnosis and treatment. So, you know, at the end of our presentations like this you know, when we're talking with customers, we like to ask the audience, you know, to imagine a tomorrow where DR is no longer the leading cause of blindness. Now, and together with tools like this, we really do have the power to eradicate this disease and help providers save the vision of their patients living with diabetes.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that 95% are preventable. What a great product to be able to go out and sell. And be able to look yourself in the mirror as a distribution rep and think, hey, I just probably saved multiple people's sight going forward. So, John, I can't thank you enough for being on the podcast today. Great information. And I know it goes without saying, but the Hillrom Baxter Welch Allyn folks are happy to jump on Zoom calls with you guys, to jump in the car, to go on your behalf into accounts and close some of these. So make sure you're looking for targets and pulling those folks in to help you close some of this business as we go forward. John, thank you so much.
Hey, Scott, thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity.
That was a great podcast with John. I knew that if you stuck with it, you'd get a lot out of it. What an opportunity to be able to go out and sell a product like the RetinaView care delivery model. Great reimbursement, great clinical outcomes for your customers, but wow. The ability to do some of the things we get to do in the healthcare med surge world is so cool. I'm so excited for you to be able to go out and sell this product. Make sure you reach out to your Hillrom Baxter reps and start setting up some of those targets today. Have a great week. Have a good time selling out there and look forward to talking to you soon on the next Repertoire podcast.